The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus, it will be the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When St. Paul was on his way, the second journey in his mission, he met a woman called Lydia. Lydia was a pagan before and was converted to Judaism. She wasn't yet a Christian. But when St. Paul was preaching in a small chapel near the river, and the ex-apostle says, "This woman was opened by God. He listened, and then the whole family was baptized." And that's why the responsorial psalm, the Alleluia from Acts 16, 14b, we pray, "Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the word of your Son." Open. We ask the Lord to open our hearts. That means Lydia, her heart was open because God opened her heart. We need to open our hearts. At times you might say, "I can," but not necessarily. Sometimes even you want to, you cannot. Open heart means be humble, just listen fully, and live to the fullest of the word of God. It's not always easy. It takes a special grace. So that's why many times, but it's so many times, the gospel, the Bible readings, we are not changed yet. Not that much, not in depth. Why? Because our heart is not open enough. We need God's grace to open our hearts. So today in the Mass, we pray that our hearts be open. You say yes, God will work. When we say yes to the will of God, the fullest grace comes in. Many times, we do not really open our hearts yet. That's why Heavenly Mother always asks us to, with an open heart to pray, open heart to fast. That means not reserve ourselves. Only for the glory of God, there's openness. Not seeking our own glory, but the glory of the Lord. So in order to that we can live up this calling, first we have to be humble, and also to ask. Jesus says, "Ask, will be open. At once, Jesus was telling Sister Faustina, "Why don't you ask anything?" Faustina said, "Lord, you know everything." But then the Lord says, "I know it's my part, but you ask is your part. We don't ask. Even the grace comes in, you don't feel. It's passing. It's a passing note. But when you ask, then you're ready. So when it comes, you're ready. Otherwise, if you're asking, you're not ready yet. You presume that everything is given, but not necessary. You get the grace. So always ready, get open heart. And that's why it was very important, Jesus asking it, to live every present moment well. Because in every present moment, only one thing is necessary. To love. When you love, you will have an open heart. But most of the time, we worry about so many things of yesterday or tomorrow. So we are not 100% live the will of God. So in order to live better, the will of God, live every present moment with concentration, the present moment. Don't worry about too much about tomorrow. That's why Jesus said once, don't worry things about tomorrow. Today, your cross is enough for you to carry. But many times, we worry so much about tomorrow and worry about things about yesterday, and we forgot today. So when you live up the present moment, surely your heart is more ready to be opened.